Okay. Can everybody hear me? All right. Good. Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about chromosome substitution line analysis using SNP-Cas basis. So as we all know, cotton is a very important incoming crop, and which can be called cash crop because less developed country can plant it and then import it to more developed country. And the picture showing here is the various cotton products. We can see they're all made of the cotton, and the cotton ball, which gives the natural fiber, and the cottonseed oil, which are widely used in the food industry. We are facing problems of these cotton crops. The first one aspect is the diseases, and there are various kinds of diseases. The picture shown here is the cotton leaf curl virus, which will make the leaves really weird, and there are some leaves can grow out from the stem, and this will make the cotton have no yield at all. And the other important stresses, the abiotic stresses, and the picture showing down here is the cotton plants in the summer, and you can see the leaves are wilting, and will also reduce the yields. And, oh, I missed one thing. In last slide, I'm also showing that the reason of these problems is because the narrow genetic basis of the cotton. And here is showing the genetic diversity in hirsutum. And we can see that the hirsutum genetic diversity is really low. Even we looking at the intraspecific, we cannot tell there's a big difference between those hirsutum. That will cause a problem. And how do we improve it? We broaden the genetic basis. And how do we do that? There are two ways. First, we can increase the genetic variation. And by increasing the genetic variation, we will also increase the phenotypic variation. And the second way is to improve genetic manipulation. And in this way, we will also increase phenotypic manipulation somehow. And this picture is showing the diversity of some aneuploids of hirsutum. And there are three kinds. First of all, it's monosomic. Here, I take the chromosome 4 as an example. So for monosomic, there's only one chromosome at location 4. And for trisomic, 4 short, it means we only see the short part of one chromosome of location 4, and the most part of the long arm is missing. And for the trisomy 4 long, it means the short part is missing. And when we make the hybrid, the F1 we are showing, for the monosomic, we are showing the alien genome here. So it's not hirsutum, it's the alien genome. The hirsutum will be existing in the background. And for the trisomic, the hybrid, we're showing the short part of the hirsutum while the alien genome chromosome in the at the chromosome 4 loci. And for the 4 long will be the opposite. So we expected to be created this monosomic because we will introgress the alien genome from the alien species into the hirsutum, which will broaden the variation. For this trisomic, which will bring problem because there will be a double crossover between the hirsutum genome and the alien genome. But this is not always as we all expected, because we cannot always develop the monosomic, and I will talk about it later. And this is the development of the disomic chromosome substitution lines. And we expected all of our species will be like this, and all of our lines will be disomic, but this is not always the case. So just taking the chromosome 4 as an example, this chromosome 4, number 4, and the monosomic will be only one chromosome here appear at location 4. Then we cross with the donor genome, which will be the other species other than hirsutum. And then we keep on back crossing until to this status, we find only this locus will contain the alien genome, and the background will be all hirsutum genome. And then we self it, we will get one pair of alien genome here. Then in this way, we introgress the alien genome into hirsutum. That's what we expected. But as I has already stated, this is not always the case, because for some chromosome, we cannot make the monosomic. So for some chromosome, we can only make a trisomic, which we will have only a chromosome segment substitution here instead of the whole chromosome. So that's why it's showing here, like chromosome five, that will be only part of the chromosome will be substituted. So that's only segment substitution. And for 8, 11, that's the same situation. For 12, we have both. And for some of the chromosomes, we don't have the lines yet because we have some problems and we lack money. And for these lines we have already developed, we are then evaluate those chromosome lines. And why we need to evaluate? Because the background needs screening. We don't know the background is all hirsutum as we expected. So we will then do genotyping and using SNP-Cas assays. And the Cas assay, the definition here, it's actually a kind of PCR, which a little different is because we use a little specific allele extension and the fluorescence signals, and then we define the signals for to identify the genotypes. And the components here is DNA sample as a template, as just like all the other PCR, and we have two allele-specific forward primers, and then we have one common reverse primer. So this picture here will be more clear. We have two forward primers with different color of fluorescence. One will be red, one will be blue. And we have only one reverse primer. And for the muscle mix, when the primer is quenched, the fluorescence will not be released. And when the PCR going on, the extension, and then with the amplification, the fluorochromes will be released, and then we will catch the signals. So this will be the results, or at least we expected to see these results. On left hand side will be deployed test results, and we have already see there three groups. The red will be one genotype, and the blue will be the other. What happened? yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. And the heterozygotes will be showing green, green signals. And the NTC means there's no amplification. You already will take it as a negative control. We will use water to act as the negative control. And for the tetraploid, most of our cotton species will be tetraploid, and we all expected to see it will divide into small five groups. And depends on different genotypes will be different color of the signals. And this also will be the negative control. We always include that. And the advantages and disadvantages. Why we use CASP? Because it's cheap. It's only 15 cents per essay. And it's quick. It's only 2 hours run because it's just PCR. And it has lower error rate. The error rate is around 0.7 to 1.6%. And it's simplex. One set of primers and one SNP, which is simplex. And this will also bring a disadvantages, which is low throughput. It's working fine with a small number of SNPs, but when we want to run a high throughput, then we may have the other options. And I have some options shown here, like Illuminum, Infinium, or other defense assays, and genotyping by sequencing, GBS. Micro fluid chips, and those will help you run high throughput SNPs. And this is a summary of our evaluation results. We accidentally have the same number for three species. The validated, which is good lines, will be 12 for each, and the not valid something we evaluate and you have problems, then it has 3 for each. And in development, because I've already mentioned that in that form, we have some chromosomes we have not developed yet, and it's in development, and there are 3 for each. And there are some issues to be addressed. First of all, double crossovers, because we cannot guarantee that our markers are closer enough and to avoid the double crossovers. So we're still looking for new markers and to get those markers close enough. And recombination and transmission rates, we're still doing that. And comprehensive alien genome coverage, we want more lines. Just like we still have some lines in development and breakpoint localization. So we have some continuing work here. We have trace specific evaluation of chromosome substitution lines. We are looking for those agronomic fiber and some abiotic traits, like stress-resistant genes, and the other would be combined genetic analysis and breeding, like chromosome substitution, recombination inbred lines, and the derived lines and gene-gene interaction. We're currently looking for the recombination principle and the gene-gene interaction, which is known as the epistasis, the genome-wide characterization of chromosome lines, just like using the SNP chip to test the background. And then we have additional lines to be complete. And this will be last slide. Okay. And this last slide. and thanks to our sponsors. Okay, and I will take any questions you have. Thank you.
Real quick, if somebody's got a very quick question.
One question? Because every substitution line, they don't have the positive effect. Have you studied the impacts of substitution, making this substitution line? So what are the impacts? Are they agronomic or the other yield, other characteristics?
Oh, okay. Well, I think we are studying the agronomic traits of those substitution lines, because some of the lines showing they have better stress adaptation, and some of the lines showing they have like more balls, and we're still studying on that. Yeah.
All right. If you have any more questions for Chief, she should be available around, so you can catch her at the break. So thank you very much.